So last time we discussed Shirei Mashka, Shirei Akos, but now we have to go back to talk about Shirei Machal, which does not appear in Shulchan Aruch, but appears in the Ramah in the end of Sif Gimel. The Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim sh'asur lo lechol mishirei machal shalat, that there's an issur for the husband to consume the leftovers, overs of his wife's food. Kamosh asur lishtas mishirei kos shalah, kamosh yisparah. So just like there's an issur shirei kos, which the Mechaber quotes, the Ramah says there's an issur of shirei machal as well. Where is this from? The Darkei Moshe in Ostalid quotes this from the Kudrasin. Kasa b'kuntres shel hilchos nida, dehu adin b'achila, dina nami hachi. Kasa shan, dimhalcha isha al-acha shishasa sa'ochla, so the Kudrasim, do we know who the Kudrasim are?
I don't.
I'm sorry? Definitely not Rashi. So whoever the anonymous Kudrasim that the Ramah quotes, I'm assuming if we knew who they were, then the fancy tourists would tell you. So the anonymous Kudrasim that the Darkei Moshe quotes says that just like there's an issur of Shirei Mashka, there's an issur of Shirei Achila. Just like the heter of if the wife walks away, that there's a heter of shiurei hakos, that heter applies to shiurei machal as well. But the kudrasim that the Darkei Moshe quotes doesn't give you a source. It just presents it as the same iser of shiurei hakos applies to shiurei machal as well. The gon here in Sifkata Yud says it's based on the same Gron Shabbos. Achli mi, v'shasi mi. So this understanding is that that's a reference not to eating together b'kara achas or b'shulchan echad, but to eating shirei hakos and shirei machal. That would be the source for extending the iser or the iser shirei hakos to shirei machal. The shach in Sifkat and Ches writes as follows: Lefisha Rabbi Darkei Moshe Kasev Din Zeh B'Shem Akuntres Shematsa Alkein Kasev Din Zeh B'Shem Yeshomer. Aval if you need study, that goes Ma'amidias B'Shem Re'ein that we quoted yesterday. Umordechai Perakam the Shabbos B'Shem Arash Shemehem Akor Haydina the Lakama Ansetav Lo Yishtim Shirei Kol Shishasas Shamuchach Lehedya the Kol Shekain the Liochal Mishirei Machal Shalav the Adar Rabba. Shesia nilmad mei achila. So he thinks that the lashon of the Agos Maimonides that we quoted yesterday, the Shem Hayireim, sounds like it's mikol shekein. That shir machal, if anything, is more chamor than shirei mashke, shirei hakos. We learn our shirei hakos from shirei machal. What's the lashon of the Yireim in the Gos Maimonides that he's quoting? So the line, this is in the Yagos Maimios. Delo Yochal, in the context of Shirei Hakos, he says, Delo Yochal Hazavim Azavatanan, Luadin Lo Yishta. So, in the context of the fact that the Isser Shiurei Hakos is only in one direction, it's only a problem for the Baal to be Shosa from Shiurei Hakos of the wife, and not for the wife to be Shosa Shiurei Hakos from the Baal. So, in that context, the Hagos Magnius, quoting the Raviyah, sorry, quoting the Urayim, has a line that Mishnah, and you know, Allah says, Lo Yochal Zav Mazava, who I did Lo Yishta. I think that's what the Shach is pointing to, even though it's in a slightly different context, that there, the Mashmos is that the starting point is Achila, and Shasi is an extension of Achila. So it's more logical that Isurei Achila should be, it's more intuitive that Isurei Achila should exist, and Isurei Shasiya we derive from Isurei Achila. So it's not strictly speaking, well, he's quoting it to establish that the Isser of Shiurei Hakos is one-directional. He's not referring explicitly to the fact that there is an Isser of Shiurei Macha. The Shach understands from that formulation that Shiurei Macha is more, that Isurei Macha are more chomer than Isurei Shasiya, and therefore if there is an Isser of Shiurei Hakos, then there has to be an Isser of Shiurei Macha. I believe that's the Shach's raya. So he says, even though the Ramah quotes the Sisi Yesh Omrim, sounds like only a single Shita, but the Shach thinks that it's much broader, and you have a Moshmos in these Rishonim that he lists, that there should be an Isser Shiurei Machal as well. So it's not just a single Shita in the Kontrasim that the Ramah dug up. The Sidrei Tamos of Katan Ches is not so convinced by the Shach's argument. He's not so convinced about the logic of the Pshitus that Isurei Achila are more chomer than Isurei Shasiya. He notes that the Beis Yosef quotes an Orach HaChaim that is mechale between Shasiya and Achila, that the Isser is only the Shasiya and not Achila. And Shasiya is more chiba oriented than Achila. The Beis Yosef in the Bedek Abayi is quoting the Orach HaChaim that there is no Isser Shiurei Machal, but Ka'aru Lechol Zeh Mashahosir Zeh Mutter. But he does have an Isser of Shiurei Hakos. At least he's seen one Rishon, the split. So whether it's just a contrasim or whether it's other Rishonim as well, but that is the what the Ramah quotes here, the Yesh Omrim, that there is an Isser of Shiurei Machal. The Aruch HaShulchan expresses some skepticism as to the strength of the Isser of Shiurei Machal. He quotes the Beis Yosef that it's not quoting the Makabir. Beis Yosef quotes the Aruch HaChaim we just mentioned. And he quotes the crazy place in the Sidrei Tara, implying that they dispute the din of the Ramah. Now, Rabbi Carr points out in the Mishnah Aruch HaTara that that's not what the crazy place in Sidrei Tara is saying. So, Sidrei Tara is explaining the logic of the Makabir, the fact that you could distinguish between Shiurei Machal and Shiurei Mashka, and there is at least one Rishon that makes that distinction explicit, but the Sidrei Tara isn't necessarily paskining that way against the Ramah. But the bottom line, whether or not the Aruch HaShulchan intended to question whether we have to accept this Yesh Omrim the Ramah, but that is the, I believe, universal minhag among Ashkenazim, that there is an Isser of Shiurei Machal, just as there is an Isser of Shiurei Hakos. For Sfardim, Rav Avadia says that Sfardim can pass them like Maran HaMechaber, that there is no Isser of Shiurei Machal, even though I saw the Ben Ishchai quoted as being Machaber, so there may have been Sfardic pockets that were machmir on isurei on shirei machal, but it sounds like Rav Avadia and Taras Avayis thinks that card carrying svardim can be makel. The Taz in Sifkat and Dalid writes, "Vim hifzik afker b'neya mutter k'mo b'shirei akolos b'samach." So just as if a husband, if a wife drinks from a cup, and then someone else drinks from it, the husband can drink from it after that. If there's a hefsek between the wife and the husband, that applies to shiurei machal as well. The chayin b'chol akulos shiyesh nansham yesh bazeh. And whatever kulos we have by shiurei hakos, if she leaves, if it's poured into another cup, if someone drinks in the middle, so all those kulos that the Ramah quotes in Sif Gimel apply to in Sif Dalet apply to shiurei machal as well. So says the Taz. The question is that true? And is that true about every kula that we have for shiurei mashke? So there, shiurei echos. There is a discussion in the later poskim. What about pouring or emptying shiurei machal onto another plate? So is that so pashut that just as if you pour from one cup into another cup, that would obviate the problem of shiurei hakos? Is that true for shiurei machal as well for solids? Right, that then if hurak mikosel koseh, does that apply if you have a davar gush, you have a piece of food, to just put on another plate, does that resolve or get rid of the problem of shiurei machal? So Ramosha implicitly in the tshuva that we quoted yesterday about the roles seems to be machmir about that. The fact that he raised the concern in the context of the butter, that in principle he said that there's no problem with kara akas if both husband and wife are going to take from the same butter serving tray. But k'day l'hachmir, especially because you may end up with a shiurei machal problem as well. I mean, what's the potential shiurei machal problem? You're going to take butter from the serving tray, you're going to put it on your bread, then you're going to put the knife back in the serving tray, and then there may be some butter that's still there when you put the knife back in the butter, and then the husband's going to take the knife with more butter, but including that new butter, included in the new butter is going to be some of the butter that had been on the wife's plate. So that sounds like just putting it in another plate in the middle wouldn't necessarily solve the problem of shiurei machal. And the Sugaba Shoshanim, he's making about this. Perek Vav Se'if Ches. He says the Isser of shiurei machal is only on the same plate. But if you put it on another plate, then that solves the problem. And he says the following chesh. If the reason What's the reason when it comes to shiurei mashke, shiurei hakos, that horaka solves the problem? So he says, the Chachmas Adam writes that that's a hecker. That wine's reporting into another cup, so that's a hecker. That's not the normal way. The normal derech hiba would be to drink directly from the same cup. If you're pouring into another cup, so then that's a hecker that you're doing things differently. And the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat Din Yud, right, that if you pour it into another cup, then butla ha his karvus. Then there's no connection back to the original drinker. If the wife drinks from a cup, you pour it into another cup, then the husband drinks it. There's no shaykhus back to the wife. The fact that she drank from it two gilgals ago doesn't create any his karvus between husband and wife. So he says, nafkamina should be a davar gush, a piece of food. that if the reason is hacker, so that's also hacker. But that's not the norm to put it on another plate in the middle. If the reason is batel hascarvus, then it's also batel hascarvus because you have a hesek. But he says Beis Yosef has a third reason. Beis Yosef says nishtana. Akher she nishtana kishuhuak mikliukli. It's not the same substance anymore. It says nishtana only makes sense for a liquid. If you're pouring from one cup to another cup, so somehow that's not the same liquid anymore, there's some shinun. If you're putting a piece of meat on another plate, it's the same as that piece of meat that looks exactly the same. There's no change between the piece of meat on the first plate and the piece of meat on the second plate. So according to that reason, Nishtan, he thinks he might have a chilas between a davar gush and a regular mashka. But he says, okay, so that we should be choshesh for that Beis Yosef, that the reason for the heter is nishtana. But the Beis Yosef himself doesn't have any associate or machal. So if you're going to go with the lishitaso, then you don't have to be choshesh for that reason. I could have argued that one has to do with the other. It doesn't mean, if you're talking about the svara stands independent of the lishitaso. But he thinks that that's grounds to be makel on putting the piece of meat on a different plate and not calling that shiur machal anymore. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes with Yashiv as be makel on that putting it on another plate solved the problem. That's the pashtus of the Taz, because the Taz doesn't have any qualifications when he says that all the kulos that we have by shiur yakos apply to shiur machal. And that's Rabbi Willig's position as well, that you can be makel, that putting a piece of food, even if it's solid, on another plate, solves the shiure machal problem. Rav Ozner suggests being a mechalik between a food that needs a plate and a food that that doesn't need a plate. Is if you have and Dayan Weiss says something similar. I'll read you Dayan Weiss's line. Minchas Yitzvah Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin. Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin. Mashin is not packed. In Mahani Mashin Osen L'Kli Acher. The Davar She'ein Darko Lachol B'Kli Kigon Pas V'Chayosib Azeh. And it's very Pshuta. The Davar She'ein Darko L'Aniach B'Kli Lo Mahani Anachol L'Kli Hemi Shan Darko Mekach. If you don't normally put a piece of bread on a plate, so putting on a plate doesn't do anything. If it's only normally put on a plate, and then you put it on a different plate, so then if you're going with hiscarvus, it's less hiscarvus. If you're going with hecker, there's a hecker. But if the plate is totally superfluous, because you never put that kind of a food on a plate anyway, then that's not going to help. So says Dayan Weiss and Andrew Vossner. And what is considered shiurei machal? Badi Yisholchan writes of Kata Nun Aleph that shiurei machal means that piece that she ate from. If she has two pieces of chicken on her plate, and she only eats from one and doesn't touch the other, then the untouched piece of chicken is not called shiurei machal just because it's on her plate. And her husband could take the second piece of chicken and put it on his plate and eat it, or even not put it on his plate and eat it. And that wouldn't be considered shiurei machal. Ramosha writes this as well, and or assumes this as well, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Sadi Aleph. In that tshuva, Ramosha is machmir on the haraka issue by Salah. So Ramosha writes as follows, Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Aleph, Tavshin Yud Beis Kislev, so late B'dvar ka'ara sheyesh ba gimel minei macha. V'yachla ishta nida echa minayu. V'lanaga b'acherim. Im nikra shiri machal. Shalal lasar l'bayil. So there are three food items on a plate. She eats one of them. Doesn't touch the other. He says, mitzat shiri machal. There's no isser. Even if she touched it, as long as she didn't eat it. Because the isser isn't touching. The isser is eating. If she touches the food and doesn't eat it, that doesn't make it shiri machal. However, that's still a problem of kara achas. However, he says, if the problem is shiri machal, then there's no way out. But the problem is kara achas, so then you put on another plate, and you're okay. And then he says, Misaber, that the Isser of Karaachas is only if it's something that would engender Hiskarvus and Chiba to eat from the same plate. But if it's just a serving plate, or she started eating one piece on the table, on the plate, and she didn't touch the other piece, now the husband wants to take it and put it on another piece, another plate, there's no escarpus there anyway, and there's no problem of either kara achas or shira macha. Rabbi Moshe seems to assume here that if it was the same piece of meat, then simply putting it on his plate wouldn't solve the problem. So Rabbi Moshe is assuming against the Taz, that Rabbi Arya points out. The Taz said that all kulas of Shir Mashka apply to Shir Machal, and Rabbi Moshe assumes that taking a davar gush from one plate onto another plate doesn't solve the problem of Shiri Machal. Okay, Bali Yosholchan Sukkot Nun Gimel and Rav Ozner write that there's no problem using the same tube of toothpaste because the Isser Shiri Machal only applies to food, doesn't apply to non-food items. And that's along the lines of the Yad Eliyahu that we quoted last time, the week one of the end of the Yad Eliyahu, which was the issue of lighting from the same candle, but the beginning of the Yad Eliyahu there in Simon, was it Samach Dalet, talks about using the same pipe. So he says that the Isser, Shir Machal, and Shir Mashka only applies to Machal and Mashka, not non-food items, and therefore if a husband smokes half a pipe, the wife can smoke the other half. Yeah?
Just a technical question about the definition of like what she's eating, what she's not eating. Like the two pieces of chicken is very clear. What about like one piece of chicken, but clear like demarcation line, or just like cut it in half? And it's like, I don't think.
So if you cut it in half before anyone touched it, that's not shiur machal. But once she starts eating it, so then that's a piece of chicken. That's shiur machal. Question is, so if you have two big pieces of chicken on the same plate, she eats one, the other isn't shiur machal. But if you have tiny pieces of something, the most person seems to assume, let's say you have a salad. So you're going to argue that, well, she only had that cucumber, not the other cucumber. No, that's one tarobis. That's one machal. So if she eats half the salad, but she didn't touch the other cut-up cucumbers, that's still the same, same machal. That would still be a sheer machal. So if there are distinct pieces that have no shaykes to each other, and she eats one, the other one would be butter. But if it's a tarobis, a salad or you know, candies or nuts or something like that in a pile on the plate, so then Poskim seem to assume that would be considered shir machal because it's one tarobis.
It's a really big piece.
Even if it's a big piece.
I'm sorry? A really big piece she's eating and then in the middle she stops and cuts it halfway through.
I think that's still shir machal. Again, shir machal is also still solvable because if your makel with the kulas of shirei hakos, so if she leaves, put in a different plate, or your mastic some in the middle, whatever, there are ways around it, but that would presumably still be a problem of shirei machal that you have to solve.
Great.
Yeah.
Was Rav Moshe Nachman only for Haraka or also for when she leaves?
Only Haraka. He doesn't address it, but I know, presumably, there's no evidence that he was Machmer that also. It sounds like, again, the reason, what the Sugava Shoshanim said, the Sfarah to distinguish would be if you go with the Nishtana approach, so then it's less Nishtana by Machel than by Mashka. Rav Avadia and Tshuva Yabi Omer Chelech Ches Simen Yuzayin Os Gimel Chelech Ches Simen Yuzayin Os Gimel was asked if you assume, so for Ashkenazim it's not a Shaila because we don't distinguish between Shir Macha and Shir Mashka, but if you're a Sephardi that only asks a Shir Yakos and not Shir Machal, what's the status of ice cream or an Arctic? Is that considered a mashka, or is that considered a machal? So that's a kol Torah kula question. It's a brachos question. That's a shir question. A bracha chrona question. But he asks it or addresses it in this context of harachokos. So he says, if the wife started sucking the arctic or licking the ice cream cone, so then you have to be machmir, even if you're Sephardi, because that's clearly derech chiba. Because most people would not lick the same ice cream cone that someone else licked. You'd only do that with your wife. So that's clearly derech chiba. And anyway, he quotes the poskim in other contexts that say that glida has the din of a mashka. He quotes a machlokas between two brothers, the Bezalel Chochmer, Bezalel Stern, and the Ritziner, his brother, as to whether ice cream has the status of mashka or not. That, again, in the Kol HaTorah Kula context, not the Archokas context. But he says that if you cut the ice cream with a knife, you have a bowl of ice cream, and you cut off half of it and put it on another plate, or with a spoon, then he thinks that's mutter. So strictly speaking, he doesn't have the analysis here of the brachos issue, but it seems like, in principle, he thinks that it would have the din of a machal, but even if it is a machal, if it's particularly derechibo, the usher anyway. So to lift the same ice cream cone, or to lift the same arctic would be usher, but if you have a bowl of ice cream and you cut off the second half and the husband takes it, he thinks for Sfardin that would be mutter, for Ashkenazim it's a moot point because we ask a shiri machal anyway. I saw Rabbi Carr quotes from Shlomo Kluger and from Baal Shaul Meshiv. The Baal Shaul Meshiv wrote a chibur on Yoredeya called Yosef Das. I looked for the tzion and I couldn't find it. I don't know if it's the wrong tzion, but I couldn't find it in the sefer. But he quotes from Shlomo Kluger and the Baal Shaul Meshiv the following, which you'll see in a moment. I don't think Shlomo Kluger, at least the way he cites it, actually says it. He quotes that there's no iser ashir machal if the wife just tastes the food. Right, let's say you're making a chalent. The wife sticks a spoon into the chalent pot to taste it. So does the rest of the chalent pot become shir machal? So he quotes from these achronim that if the wife is just tasting it, that doesn't make it shir machal. So what Rav Shlomo Kluger says is not, I don't think it's exactly that. Shlomo Kluger writes in Elif HaShlomo, it may be true anyway, but Stavra anyway, but Shlomo Kluger has a slightly different issue. Yaredei Asimin Reish Kav Zayin Mashashal Imutter Habal Lechol Ma Shashira Ishtonida Mimashalasa Litinok. So the wife had chewed up food in the pre-baby food era, chewed up food to give to the baby. So is that Shirei Machal? So you might have said that that was your mouth, was in her mouth. And you wouldn't eat something that was chewed by anyone other than your wife. But he says, Vade muter. Kine ma she shaira mi mechala o mikosa, ma she asasa lena sa, zenir derachiva. So if she drank it for her own enjoyment or benefit, and then you drink it, then there's a derachiva. But the fact that it went into her mouth isn't what's kaveya. If she only did it for the baby, so that's not going to engender any derechiba, and therefore there's no iser of shiur machos. I guess you could argue that it's the same. It's mistabered that Rosh Shlomo Kluger would make the same argument about tasting something to see if it needs more salt, that it wasn't lanasa. It was just to taste it, but that's not the case that he actually discusses. So Mustabra, the din is true, and the logic of Shlomo Kluger would probably apply, but it's not exactly the case that he discusses. Okay, since we're talking about Shiurei Hakos, let's talk now about Mizigas Hakos, even though that's a little bit later in the Siman. So Mizigas Hakos, take a look at Sif Yud, based on Ksuba Samach Aleph and Aleph. Kol Melachos Sheisha Osa Labayla Nida Osalo. So any of the normal household chores that a wife takes upon herself for the benefit of her husband are permissible even b'mei nidusa. Chutz mi Mizigas Hakos, Shasura Limzog Hakos. There are my etz b'fanav. Ulahanicho l'fanav ala shulchan. So you're not allowed to dilute his cup and put it in front of him on the table. Elon kein tasa shum heker kigon shetanichenu ala shulchan biatzmol o tanichenu ala kar o lakeses afilu b'yad yamina. Just make sure if you put it on the pillow, it doesn't spill. So this is based on suva samach aleph and aleph amr v'yitza bar chananya amr puna. Kol melachos sheisha osa labayla nida osa labayla chutz mizigas hakos hatzas amita varchatzas panav viragla. So these are things that engender chiba. They're not just household chores, and therefore there's an iser of mizigas hakos hatzas amita, which is sif yud aleph, varchatzas panav viraglav, which is sif yud beis. Says Rashi, chutz mizigas kos. Kol shehu devarim shel kira v'chiba u'mevi'in lidei hergol davar. So mizigas hakos is emblematic of something which is done mishum kira v'chiba and is maybe lidei hergol avera, and therefore it's aser bimei nidusa. Lashon Rambam parakaf aleph ishus halacha ches parakaf aleph ishus halacha ches. Kol melachos sheisha osa labayla nida osa labayla chutz mizigas hakos hatzas amita varchatzas panav biyad viraglav gezeira mishum hirher shema yavo livo. They were concerned about hirher, that you may come the day azeira lefikach matzas mitasa kishi nida shelo b'fanav umozegas hakos v'eidon nosenes aso biyado kidarka tamid. So the Rambam adds these qualifications, or these exceptions, which is what we just saw in the Mechaber. It doesn't appear in the Gemara, but that's from the Rambam, that since the concern is hergol davar, here shemel yavo lidei avera, so that could be obviated if you have shinuyim. So if you're not going to give the cup to him directly, and put it on the ground or in something else, and he takes it, that would sever the connection, that would compromise the chiba, and therefore that would be mutter. Okay. So what exactly are the parameters of mizigas hakos? Mizigas hakos in the context of Gemara generally means diluting wine. The wine was heavy and needed to be diluted with water in order to be drinkable. We don't really do mizigas hakos these days because our wine is sufficiently diluted and processed before we buy it. Says the Agos Maimonios, and that Rambam, quoting the Beis Yosef here, Sif Yod. Perush, Limzog lo kos, Lahoshit lo kederoshi osa kishi torah shezeu davar shal chiba, but I deshina yus butter. Kasav hayireim, delo beinan shinoi, elakishashneim yachad, miziga vahoshata. That the need for shinoi is only if you're diluting the wine and extending the wine to your husband. Aval miziga below vashata, vashata below miziga, afila below shinoi mutter. Even though the Gemara only talks about Meziga Sakos, but the Urayim says that the real issue is Meziga Vahoshata. But Meziga alone, if you dilute the wine and you put it on the table, and then your husband comes and he takes it 5 minutes later, that's no Isser. You don't, that's no Isser. The only time that there's an isser, they need a shino, is if you're doing both mizig and oshata. The alpha pisha b'sefer lo hisker elo hoshata kos shel yayin shehu davar shel chiba. I'm sorry. That's then he goes on to say that even though we only have, the only context in which we have an Isser Hoshata is by Yayin, but Rashi had the practice of the Isser Hoshata in general, which we discussed earlier. So the Gos Mavni says, again, sounds like Meziga means diluting wine. We have no evidence to the contrary so far. But the Gos Mavni says that the problem is only if you're going to both dilute, both mix, and be Moshit, but one without the other is fine even without a Shina.
He thinks Hoshata is included in Meziga?
I'm sorry?
He thinks Hoshata is included in Meziga?
He thinks the Isser Meziga really means Meziga and Hoshata. I mean, the Gemara there has, I forgot to bring you Mark Suvis. But the Gemara there has various Amoraim that did different things that constitute a Shina. The Amoraim that would place it, either give it the left hand or place it down, or place it on the table. So that the Gos Maimoni seems to indicates that the Hoshata is a part of the Meziga. So you need a... You need both the Meziga and the Hoshata to be a problem. The Shinuyim there were in the context of the Hoshata. But you only need a Shinuyim if you're going to do both. Rabbi Morgenzer thinks that there's a Mashmos that way in the Rambam. The Lashon of Rambam was... the Rambam... Right, so we just read the Rambam in Ishat Perk Kaf Aleph Halacha Ches. But there you had the line... Lefikach matzas mitasuk shinida shalabafana umozeges es hakos ve'ena nosenos oso biyado kedarka tamim. So she's allowed to be mozeges es hakos and not give it to him directly. So a little bit mashma that mozeges es hakos alone is totally fine. And the problem is if you're doing the meziga and the hoshata, that's where you need a shina.
Is there a
shina
by meziga?
So the shina by meziga may be also using your left hand or doing it.
None of those are the Gemara's examples.
the Gemara's examples are a shinoi in the Hoshata. But if you needed, so the way that goes, Maimonides says, is a shinoi works for either one. The only problem if you have both, and if you have both, then a shinoi in either one would be necessary. So I guess yatsmo or something like that would be a shinoi.
But I'm saying, can it be that if you have just a meziga at the bottom thing, and then that would require a shinoi, and that's done by the hoshata?
That the hoshata is the shinoi.
Yeah. Even if it's not necessarily part of the meziga.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't say, or let's say this. So, the Rashba, for example, argues on this Yireya. The Rashba assumes that Meziga is usher across the board, even without Hoshata. Right, but that would mean that if you're Mosaic the coast, and then you place it down, and then your husband comes and picks it up, that would still be a problem, even though there's no hashata whatsoever. And that would presumably be solved through some kind of a shinoi in the mezika.
How would you understand the
So as the Rashba say, Mezigas HaKos, Sufishu Hergal HaDeir, this is Gimel HaBid Beis, in the Torah HaBayis, Vim Shin Salahekir Mutter, Kamosh HaMasham, Divis HaDushum B'chal Falei B'yadu D'Smala, V'lo Lo Shita Lo Miyad Smola Lo Yadu HaKamar, Shizu HaFilu B'Kalim D'Alma Aser, El Shahayis HaMozegas HaManachas HaLo HaShulchan, B'yad Smola Ker B'Alma. Ah, so he understood that Shino is going on the actual Mezigah. That when the Gemara says that Shmuel did it beyond small, it means that, or Shmuel's wife did it beyond small, it means that she mixed it beyond small. It can't mean that she was moshit beyond small, because that's aser for anything. So it must be that she mixed it beyond small and then put it on the table. But putting on the table wouldn't be enough if she didn't do a shinoi in the mixing. Now he doesn't explain how manchalei apuma de kova works, or beisadya, and all those other things, because there it sounds like the shinoi is only in the hanacha. But at least in Shmuel he explains that the shinoi is in the actual meziga. The Ritva writes, Dalet Amaveis and Ksubis. Chutz Mezigas HaKos, Perish Rashi Zal Lahoshit Lo, Perish the Perusho, She'ena Isser B'Mezigas HaYayin B'Mayim, Ella Shalo Lahoshit HaKos Liyadah. So there Rashi says, Mezigas HaKos means Lahoshila. says the Ritva, that there's no Isser in the diluting at all. That's incidental. The real Isser is the Hashatas HaKos. The Orcha, the Tanahu, the Kari, La Hashatas HaKos, Mizigah. And sometimes Mizigah is a term for Hoshata. So according to the Ritva, the way he understands Rashi, there's no Isser Mizigah at all. It's only an Isser Hoshata. So all the Shinuyim and the Gemara are in the Hoshata, and that's the only problem. So again, according to the Hagos Maimonios, according to the Urayim, the Isser is Mizigah, hyphenated Mizigah Hoshata. But if you do either one, that's Hetter Gamor, and the only time there's a need for Shinoi is if you do Mizigah and Hoshata. According to the Rashba, the Isser is in Mizigah alone, and the Mizigah needs a Shinoi. And according to the Ritva, Bidas Rashi, in the beginning of Ksubis, the only Isser is a Hoshata, and that's where you need a Shinoi. But there's no Isser Mizigah, and there's no need for Shinoi in the Mizigah.
According to Rashi,
the Hoshata
doesn't mean
Miyadol Yadah,
because that's already Yasser.
So it's like, it's Hoshata on the table. So, I think what he understands Rashi is saying, the Hoshata means putting it directly in front of him in a normal way. Not putting it in his hand, but if with all the shinuyim of the Amoraim there, we're putting it on the pillow, putting it on the side, not putting it directly in front of him. So Hoshata would be... Actually, no, that's not... No, that's not true. Because he said, Shalel Hoshata Kos Liyado. That's Dina de Gemara. You know, the Hashat in general, that's a minhag, that's an extension.
You can't just say it's the same Isser?
It's the same Isser.
Since Shino, that's the ritual she tells that Shino Hashat works.
I'm sorry?
That's the ritual she tells that all Shino with Hashat works.
Well, that's where the ritual, I mean, the ritual says in Samach Aleph, but he references Samach Aleph, so yeah. Okay, so does that only make sense in a Hanami that Medina de Gemara, that may still be true, that Medina de Gemara, the only case where there's a formal Isser Hoshata is for Kos. It's true that we extend that Mimen Haga. Meaning, the citations of Rashi about Isser Hoshata in general don't ascribe that to the Gemara, as the Rashi's minhag. I think it's probably true anyway. That and then, what was the Rashi? Then what was the Rashi's raya? By the Rashi said. That was the minhag of the early Rishonim. Right? That's not the end of the Gemara. Not sure. So that. I think I want to take a look at the if the Rashban Ksuba Samach Aleph and Aleph has any further gili in that. I'm not sure. The Rashba here sounds like he's assuming the Isser Shata for everything is on the same level as for Mizika Sakas, but we're not sure why that should be. It sounds like the Isser Shata in general was a later minhag. And the Ritva, so I think the more likely shot in the Ritva is that Medina de Gemara, the only Isser Shata, is by Kos. But Miziga Zadavka really means Hoshata. Yeah, well, you can look at it and tell me if.
He starts off Mizigas, of course, he starts off Mizigas, etc.
Right, it's almost the same lotion in the Ritva that Miziga Sakos is lav dafka, and it's really an Isser Hoshata for anything.
Right. But I think he's saying that that's Rashi Mishpushikasa.
Or that's who he's understanding Rashi. But the Ritva, the Ritva and Daf, Dala didn't seem to understand. Let's read the Ritva and Das Samach Aleph together. You can keep your Rashba open while you read the Ritva. The Hada Asru Mizigas Kos Yesh Omrim Shelo Gazru Ela Mizigas Shu Davar Hamevi Lidei Hergal Aveira Aval Dvar Mecheira Mutter Litol Miyada Ubavad Shelo Yigava. So the Isser is only on Miziga, but there's no Isser Hoshata on anything else. There's no problem in Hoshat in general outside of this context. That you can't take anything from her hands. And kos is lav dafka. Umiyu ayidei shinui mutter b'shar dvarim afilu b'meini dusa. The difference is, this is the ritva that shinui helps for hoshata, that ayidei shinui is mutter for other things, ma she'en kemi b'zigas hakos. V'chein roi linok. The shinoi doesn't help for mizigas hakos, and by miziga he means hoshata. That does that work with the Gemara? So what are the shinoi in the Gemara he's talking about?
That's
like Delphi Meligo versus Medusa, like Rosh Hashanah. Is it Al Yedeshino Imutter Vishar Dvarma Filu Bime Medusa, Masha Enkame Mizigo Sakos? So
that she only maybe, again, I'm speculating, that she only works by Mizigo Sakos, by you mean Luna, but not even Medusa.
I don't think there's any evidence for that in the Gemara.
I'm saying Rashi says that the Gemara is talking about Yimini Buna, and that's where Tosos calls him out and says that Rashi is kind of clown, that there should be no difference. And he's actually speaking about that in the piece before, so that actually makes sense. He said, Pierce Ross is our call, how do you mean to be me? You know, they made me do so low. And how do you feel again, Ben, you mean to be me? You do so the Torah, so how some shy men are going to be able to shmini get in Torah? We call them shoes in the Kiyam Shechor, but no Sisrael.
So he's saying the Shinuyim and the Gemara are only Bimei Lihun and not Bimei Nidusa. Bimei Nidusa Shina doesn't work.
And then he's saying that that stuff, but from Mizika Sakos, unlike,
you know, other things, Shina always works.
Right,
even because Sakos, Bimei Nidusa Shina doesn't work, but Bimei Libuna Shina will work. Okay. So again, there are at least three approaches in Rishonim here. Is the Isser Meziga, both Meziga and Oshata together, but anyone alone you don't need a Shinoi. Meziga and Oshata together you do need a Shinoi. Is the thrust of the Isser only on the Oshata, and the Meziga is kind of Lav Dafka, or is it on the Meziga, the Rashba, and not on the Oshata, and the Shinoi are only on the Meziga? I guess we'll stop here, and next time we'll try to flesh this out through the Shulchan Aruch and La Halacha. We'll try to work on this a little bit more for next time.